This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. While they're busy campaigning, of course, Clinton and Rubio and their fellow presidential contenders are also raising money for their campaigns. Our friends Sam Weiner and Daniel Kibblesmith, authors of How to Win at Everything, are here to provide some tips.
Campaign season is heating up. And any candidate can win. But statistically speaking, the candidate with the most money will win.
Whether you're running for your local school board or president of the best country on earth,
America?
Sure. Here are the tips you'll need to raise a fortune in campaign funds.
The foundation of any political campaign is small donations from ordinary citizens.
These small contributions can really make voters feel involved, which is a crucial illusion for maintaining their support.
It's enough money to be helpful, but not so much money that you'll actually have to keep your promises to them.
Another traditional way to grow your campaign war chest is to enter into a Faustian pact with an eccentric billionaire.
These shadowy puppet masters will open their wallets to you.
And in return,
all they ask is that you totally remake American society in their cartoonishly detached image.
But why harangue one donor at a time when you could pack a banquet hall with hungry, idealistic suckers? Fundraising dinners let you charge $10,000 a plate for $8 of veal.
But what voters are really paying for is the chance to hear you make controversial, off-the-cuff comments, like how 20% of Americans are evil.
Or that Heath Ledger wasn't the best Joker.
Why so serious?
Still need more cash? You can hold a raffle, a bake sale, or the Statue of Liberty hostage.
Finally, guarantee that you raise more money than your opponent the American way, by being born into a wealthy family and groomed to take the power that is your birthright.
Sam Weiner and Daniel Kibblesmith are the authors of the book How to Win at Everything. There's more of their wisdom at marketplace.org.